All right, Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. So if you grew up in Chicagoland, you were bound to have your favorite amusement park. Maybe it was Riverview, Kitty Land, Dispenses, Kitty Kingdom, Old Chicago, Great America. And for millions, it was, well, the three worlds of Santa's Village. So since 1959, Santa's Village has entertained millions of visitors. Joining us to talk about some history, the summer season, new rides, food, and more is the owner and operator, Jason Serpian. My buddy, how are you, pal?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
Happy summer to you.
Well, thank you very much, and back to you.
Yeah, no, so next week is when you're open, like, full season, full time, every day, since kids are finally getting out of school. So you're putting some final touches on some things, aren't you?
Yep, quite a few final touches to a lot of different projects. We've been really busy in the off season, and we're just trying to get everything buttoned up here. We do open full time starting this coming Tuesday. We're closed on Mondays still, but we're open Tuesday through Sunday through the middle of August. You can check our calendar out at santasvillagedundee.com.
Very cool. So, yeah, I was going to say, you've been open for a little bit already. How's the season so far? People excited to be back at the park, I assume?
Yeah, it looks like it. We've got our couple new rides that we just opened here over Memorial Day weekend, and I think people really, really were digging those. The big one is our Farmer's Fling, which is a barnyard-themed family spinning coaster, and people seem to really love that ride.
So first, share a little history of, you know, there were Santa's Villages kind of all over the place. Wasn't there a couple, two, three of them?
Yeah, there was two other parks in California. One is actually still operating, just like us. All three parks had shut down for a while, and one of them reopened the same year that we did, back in 2010. They do a little bit of a different concept. It's more of an action-adventure park, so they have, like, mountain bike trails and a campground. They do a few other things, and they restored their buildings. They did a great job out there. We talk once in a great while, and they've done a great job with their park, for sure.
You know what's funny is, you know, everybody had... I know this was a guy named Glenn Holland. He grew up in California during the Great Depression. His parents died when he was young, and he tried to give his own children the type of Christmas that he always wanted, and that was kind of his idea behind sketching out what this amusement park could be all about.
Yeah, they did a really good job with the park. Glenn owned the park into the early 60s, and then it changed hands a few different times, and then the last owners operated the park from the... I want to say the mid-70s up until 2005, technically, and then officially the park did not reopen in 2006, and they auctioned everything off in at the very end of 2006. And then we came in late 2010 and had kind of a little soft opening in 2010 and then officially kicked it off in 2011, and here we are today.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. You know, but this was a thing, you and your and a friend of yours, and you, by the way, worked at Santa's Village when you were a kid. And had a passion for this place. And when it first originally closed, did you have the idea to take it over? Like, when did it enter your mind or your partner's mind? Like, yeah, let's try to reopen this. Because as you said, they auctioned a ton of stuff off.
Everything. There was one ride left on the property, and that was literally it. Besides, I can't remember how many yards we used to know, but I think it was maybe over 1,000 yards of garbage taken out before we even reopened the park.
Wow.
But yeah, there was nothing left. There was the Starjet ride, and that was the last, the only remaining anything that was left here that basically wasn't treated as garbage. I never really thought about it, honestly, in a serious manner. I kind of thought about it in a joking manner, and I actually, a few days, I kind of sat at the kitchen table and sketched some stuff out. Really wanted to bring it back as an animal park. And once we finally got into it, it just made more sense as a nice little old nostalgic ride park. I mean, we were bringing some nostalgic rides back that were here. We brought some of the Kitty Land rides back. So it really is just an amusement park as opposed to an animal park. And we still have the old McDonald's farm. And now we've brought this fantastic brand new coaster in out of Italy, just opened up Memorial Day weekend. It's farmyard themed. We love it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. The ride itself is themed. The area around it is due to be themed. The ride was about 3 months late coming from Italy, so we're a little bit behind on the landscaping and the theming of the outside of the ride, but The ride itself is themed pigs and cows. It came out really, really cute, and we're excited to kind of play with that theming on the ride.
I love that. So here you are. Now you're gathering up a ton of rides for the park to rebuild. And by the way, one of the cleanest amusement parks I've ever been at in my entire life. So well taken care of, not only the grounds, but the rides themselves. They look pristine, and that's what I love about this place. But you were like, you know, getting the snowball. Where'd you get the snowball ride from?
So there was, same way, there was three snowball rides built, which is just a teacup ride, but it was theme specific for the snowballs were painted, you know, in that way, mm-hmm. and then the snowmen in the center of the ride. There was three built, two for the California, one for us in the 60s, and ours was actually taken when it was auctioned off. It went over to Utica, and I think it's still kind of there, but it wasn't really complete. We looked at it. And we ended up passing on it, and we had an opportunity for the one that was at one of the California parks, was in storage still, and we brought it back, and it took us almost a year to clean it up and fix it up and put new parts on it and, you know, of course, paint it the way that it was. It took almost a year for that one ride to put back together. 50-year-old ride, it takes a little bit of manpower to
clean it up. And make sure it's safe and all that other good stuff. But like, what other rides, when you first initially opened the park, did you buy back that were the original rides? Or did you not, were not able to find a ton of them that got kind of split out?
So right when we opened the park, so the very first year, we were able to get our hands on the Convoy ride, which was put in here in 1989, the original Convoy ride. We brought that back. We brought back a balloon race that was the exact same one that was here, but was not the same one, but was the exact same make and model and year and everything. So that went right back into the spot it came out of. The Convoy ride went right back to the little trucks. I'm sure your kids have been on there a million times. That's the little trucks right next to the balloon ride. And then we brought some Kitty Land favorites in. We thought that was really important to do, and we were able to get our hands on a few, you know, nice little kitty rides that I remember riding as a kid. And when they showed up here on the truck, I'm like, that's not the same ride. It looks really small. And then you got to think back to when you're a kid, you're riding the Midget Racer ride. And you're like, okay, different perspective, 35, 40 years later. So we brought those guys back, and, you know, we kind of kept trying to find a few rides. There was only a few that were in, you know, any kind of shape to really bring back. And I'm trying to think, I don't really think we have our eyes on any others that we know of at this point. We also had the log flume from Kittyland. We were hoping to bring that back, but we actually just made the decision last week that that's not in the cards for us. So unfortunately it breaks our hearts, and we really wanted to bring that ride back, but there's just, it's not a ride that we can bring back for this park. So
yeah,
we're
no, I get you. I get you. But you know, the park is filled with fabulous rides. And you know, you talk about some of the rides for the little ones. I mean, this park, even though you say 12, 13 years old, you know, my son is older. My son's 22. He'll come and ride some of these rides with my youngest son and so forth. So it's just such memories for them. And they never knew the park was closed, so they don't care for that short period of time. Like, this place to them and so many other Chicagoland people, for so many people in Chicagoland, I don't think they ever knew it was closed. So it's just such a beautiful place that you've taken care of. Now, is your GM still there that's been there forever?
After COVID, Don retired officially. We had a party for him officially last year. He kind of, in 21, didn't really come back, and then kind of officially announced that, you know, he wasn't going to come back. So the very beginning of last year, we threw a party here. I think there was maybe 80 to 100 people that stopped in that were either current people that had worked with him or people that went way, way back to what he used to call the heyday.
The 60s, for God's sake, he was there.
He came here in the 60s, and he came from Adventureland. And I can't think of the owner's name at the point. Everding, I think. He owned two parks, and Don was at Adventureland, and they moved him over here as the AGM and ended up running this park for years and years and years. And when it closed, or right before it closed, he had left, and we were able to bring him back. And I'm telling you, honest to God's truth, I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. He was a plethora of information.
I mean,
just an encyclopedia.
You know, at a time, you know, back in the, I mean, really in the 20th century in general, there were probably 4 or 5 dozen amusement parks in Chicagoland. That's why this one is so important that you're taking care of it. But, you know, I'm looking at Adventureland Park in Addison, Alfresco Park in Peoria, Delwood Park in Joliet, Plainfield had one, Kankakee, Freeport, Quincy, Rockford. Melrose Park, of course, was Kiddyland. Justice, Illinois, Moline had Prospect. I mean, there were parks everywhere, and it's just so rare these days. And, you know, sometimes you are always concerned about, you know, the quality of the rides, you know, the safety. Your park knocks it out of the park.
Man, thank you very much. That is very, very nice to hear. You know, we get caught up in the day-to-day stuff, and we're just running around like a bunch of maniacs trying to get stuff done. We're a small family park. We're not like the big guys that surround us. We don't do those kind of numbers. So it's a lot of work, and I've got one heck of a team, and they're probably overworked in reality, and they just love it. And it's, you know, it's a passion for all of us that are here full-time, grinding it out year-round, and people always ask, what do you do in the winter? You take it off? And I always tell people, they get kind of surprised. The winter time is the busiest time for us. I mean, summer's easy. We just open the doors. Everybody comes. We keep things clean and safe, and that's it. In the wintertime, everything gets torn apart and cleaned up, and we refurb, you know, restaurants and other buildings, and we add water slides and bumper cars and fire trucks and kiddie roller coasters and a new ship ride like we did this year. And we worked the heck out of our team, and they just love it. Thank goodness they love it.
Well, we're going to talk more about what's at the park and the water park. We're talking to Jason Serpian of Santa's Village in East Dundee, and there's more with him next on 720 WGN. We're talking about the new season at Santa's Village with my pal Jason Serpian. Talk about some of the other rides that are in the park right now that the kids just love.
So there's two favorite rides. One, unfortunately, we actually removed the older model and brought a brand new model in. It is called our Pirate's Revenge. It replaced our aging Chance Sea Dragon. And Pirate's Revenge is basically the same boat. It's a little bit smaller, but you get just as much action, just as much swing out of it. It just seats a few less people, but you get the same trajectory, the same swing, the same excitement from that boat ride. That is always our number one ridden ride. Yeah. And then a really close number two to it is our antique car ride. Those both are obviously still here, and the kids love to drive those.
Yep, absolutely. The bumper cars, I think you upgraded the bumper cars, didn't you?
So what's really cool about our new bumper cars, again, another Italian ride that we brought in here right at the end of last season and put them in pre-winter, I guess. So we put in new bumper cars. The cool thing about these is that the height requirement for the bumper car is actually lowered. So kids of smaller stature can actually ride the bumper car with mom and dad, and even a smaller child, an older child, can actually ride without an adult on them now, which is the most exciting thing for us. It just lets the kids kind of have more fun and feel just a little bit more like they're on their own, kind of doing their own thing, and then they could battle against mom and dad on the car.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I remember Alex, even my daughter, like trying to like elevate themselves just a little bit to get to that line, because that is, I mean, you're really truly in charge of driving something at a young age. So it's so classic, and it's probably one of my favorite rides when I was a kid too, because it felt like you had some control over a vehicle, you know what I'm saying, at a young age. So I'm glad you did that. That's cool.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, thanks. I mean, the kids love bumping into mom and dad as opposed to riding next to them.
Right.
So it's just it's a great thing for us, for sure. We were pretty excited about that.
Now, talk about the roller coasters, because you've got a couple of them.
So we've got our Super Cyclone roller coaster here that we put in 2017. That one's still here, same spot. Everybody seems to love that one. It's a nice little junior coaster. And then the Wacky Worm roller coaster, which has been here for quite a few years, I guess now, a huge favorite ride that's way up for people's favorites. And then we added our all new, brand new family spinning coaster, our Farmer's Fling, we call it.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And there's a water park. So talk about this experience, because it's completely different than the rest of the park.
So Santa Springs, we've been working on actively since 2019, when it opened at the very end of the season, and we kind of missed out on 2020. But 2021 was kind of the big kickoff for that. We've got a 10,000 square foot, zero depth entry, 8-inch deep pool with a huge play structure, 9 slides, all kind of different play features, 2 dumping buckets, plenty of seating on the dry deck around that. We've got cabanas that are available for rent. We've got seating down there for picnic tables and everything else. And then we've got our three water slides, our bigger body slides. We had two, and we just added our Spearmint Twist for this season, 300 linear foot, really quick moving body slide.
Nice. Very nice. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. You do parties there, too. And it's a really great, cost-effective way to throw a party and great food. Talk to folks about renting the place out.
Sure. There's different things that we can do, from just a small birthday party with a 10-person minimum. We've kept our birthday parties real simple. We don't do hostesses anymore. We just offer you a nice little package with food, cupcakes, the whole deal. You can kind of come in and do things how you want as a parent and not be told where to go and when to be there. You just let it happen how you want. Let the kids come, be wild, crazy. Let them run around the park and have fun. We can also do group discounts, which is 20 people or more. And then we also do all different kinds of company picnics. We do buyouts of the park itself. We've had quite a few of those here of late with school districts and special religious organizations doing that. They could buy it out after hours or on a day that we're closed, and you would just contact our group sales department regarding that. But we have all kinds of different packages for group rates, family reunions, you name it. We do them all.
That's cool. And then the food there, I will tell you, it is a, you know, amusement park food can be good, it can be bad. You guys do a great job. You're grilling off of grills and stuff like that. So the flavor is there. Talk about all the different options that you have to eat.
So, you know, typical park fare, really. We've been working on our food service for quite a little bit. I think we've continued to make it better. This year we've gotten a little bit crazier with it. We've added a pizza and chicken wing restaurant. Where we make our own pizzas in there. And then we also have a barbecue restaurant that we're expecting to open up during the month of June.
Oh, cool.
We have a couple new food kiosks that are available with handshake and lemonade, mini donuts, walking tacos. So we do all that kind of stuff. And then we do our regular old chicken strips and fresh cut French fries, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, chicken Caesar salads, you name it. And then everybody's absolute favorite is the funnel cake.
Yeah,
and we
course.
Do those in two different locations. Yeah, right? So everybody's got to get a funnel cake. We do those in two locations. One is located right by Santa Springs, and one is located in the regular amusement park on your way out at the Funnel Cake Factory. And then also we have some deep-fried Oreos and some other really good, yummy things, corn dogs and
all that
kinds
good stuff.
Of great new.
Yeah. And of course,
God,
you got to
get hungry.
And you got to visit. You got to visit Santa too, because Santa's been there a long time.
1986, if I remember correct, he's still here. We keep him trapped here. We don't let him leave. Just on December 24th, we let him out so we can get everything done, and then we make him come back.
Of course.
No, just kidding. So yeah, Santa's in Santa's house every operating day. They can come in, visit him. But he has been here since 1986. He's just really great for the park. He helps us out with some of the marketing stuff and some of our off-site visits with some different parades and town visits and all kinds of stuff. He's just been a huge asset to the park for a long time.
And best way to do this, especially if you're going to go more than once, is to get a season pass, right?
Yeah, season passes are on sale, $79.99 per person currently. They get you in as many times as you like. There's all kinds of discounts on food, birthday parties, special events, merchandise, cabana rental, which is a big one for us now. Those season passes get you those discounts right in the park. You use them up. Food and beverage, you know, make sure you take advantage and use them every time. Pretty much everything offers at least a 10% discount with the purchase of a season pass, and you can use that as many times as you like during the season. We have free parking when people come, too, so it's all here. We've got it all.
Very, very cool. So if you haven't been there in years or decades, for that matter, it's time to take the kids, the grandkids. Santa's Village is located at 601 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee. And for more information, group discounts, birthday parties, more, visit santasvillagedundee.com. I'm going to see you out there. I don't know when, but maybe over the next month, I'm going to bring all of them. No matter how old they are, we're all coming to the park, pal.
Great. I appreciate it. I love seeing you guys. You've been a big fan of ours, and we appreciate that very much, Dave. Thank you so much for all your help.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jason. We'll see you out there.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next here on 720 WGN.